cliffcentral.com.
It's Kupu, yours ain't banging like mine, no. Yo, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Gigi LeMaine, and you're tuned into The Unplugged Radio Show on Thursdays right here on Cliff Central from 12 to 1 p.m., baby. Are you ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Spiwee. Happy birthday to you.
What's poppin', everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Unplugged and In Charge. You know what it is, the shortest hour of the week, every single week. It is obviously me. I know you guys recognize my voice. What's poppin'? It's Vaughn Thiel. I'm in the studio today with almost the whole squad.
Yeah.
And it's a special day because it's one of the squad birthdays today. Simpiwe Petros is in the building and he's a year older. What's going on, bro?
I'm all good, buddy. Damn, it feels good to be in studio, man. Like, yo, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful to be here with you guys celebrating my birthday in studio. We haven't done this before, you know?
How does it feel to be older?
Hey, man, you know, I was telling my friend earlier, like, every year they say I get older, but I feel like I'm getting younger. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Nah, you look younger.
I do, right?
Have you got hair on your balls, bro? What's poppin', Lizzo? Are you good, man?
I'm chilling 100%.
Yo, man, I haven't been in the studio with you for a minute.
I haven't been in the studio with Simpiwe for a minute.
Bro.
Yeah.
You've been switching up your life that side, wherever you
are. Yeah, no, it's been too much. No, it's wrong. We need to have like a compulsory
like
men are trash boys night out.
Oh my word. Talk about men are trash. We're gonna get back to that. It's Simpiwe's birthday today and he's had to deal with men are trash tweets all morning, right?
Dog, it's been crazy. Mm. But hey man, I actually don't give a damn. It's my birthday. Like
shout out.
A lot of people say men are trash and I don't think men are trash. I still stand by what I say. Men aren't trash. They just don't know who they are. It's the truth. Like if you don't know who you are, then you're not a man. You're a grown boy.
You're a grown boy that doesn't know who he is.
Dog. So like I'm not gonna enable this statement that men are trash because it's not helping anyone at the end of the day. So we'll get back into that. Let's just enjoy the moment and just catch up for a moment, bro. Like I feel like we haven't been with LSG in like months, dog.
I feel LSG's been doing his thing, man. It's been tricky. It's been tricky trying to get him locked down and being part of the conversations. Weza has also been extremely busy. If you guys have missed Weza, obviously on the show, he's been running around emceeing and doing adverts and I don't know what else, man. If you haven't heard of Weza on the show, just switch on the TV. You're gonna hear on Mzansi Magic
or Channel 101 or Debonairs.
Yeah, Debonairs. guy, you know what I'm saying? Guy will make you want to buy a pizza with pineapple.
LSG, I haven't seen you in like 2 months, dog. I was telling Vaughn earlier, I was like, I think the last time I saw Lesego was in March, bro.
Like it's you know what? It's things have been moving fast, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been good. Cause like you say, I thought it was a month.
Nah, dog, it's been 2 months.
I literally thought it was a month. I've been telling everybody since I've been here, I'm like, I haven't seen CPU in a month. Only to realize it's been 2 months, but I guess it's a bit of a blessing in disguise, right? So as long as like you're pushing forward and you're like you're aggressively doing your thing,
dog.
But I mean, we have like how has it been since I've seen Weza? It's probably like even worse.
It's crazy,
right?
It is
crazy. But it's good to be together. The one thing that I want to say today is that I'm grateful. Like I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for good friends and memories that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to God that I'm still out here. Like I look at my life. I look back on my life and I'm like, yo. I can't believe I made it to this far, bro. Like,
living your best life.
I'm 27 today, and like I could have dipped out a long time ago. Like, looking back at my life, I just want to share with you guys. I've never shared this before on radio.
It's your birthday, dog. Share what you want.
Do what you want.
Come on.
At 1 year old, a brick almost fell on my head, like because a wall collapsed by the house we were at in Eastern Cape. So I almost dipped out at 1 year old, but I'm still here. At 6 years old, I almost got kidnapped in PE. I remember the guy had me, like he held me around my neck and he was taking me into his car. And then some Afrikaner man like intervened and stopped him. I remember this at 6 years old. Intervened, I made it out, I ran home and into the house.
That guy can keep the land, eh?
Dog, he can
that one, that one can keep it. That one.
He did the most. But I'm still here. At 25, I got into 2 car accidents over the space of 6 weeks.
Yeah, that was rough.
The second car accident, the car was written off. But I made it out and I'm still here. I look back on all the crazy nights out. I remember thinking, waking up like from drunken nights, blacking out and then waking up on the grass or whatever. But still being here, dog. I'm here and I'm here to stay. Even though I'm on borrowed time, I'm just grateful to God that I'm still here. Because if I'm here now, the next few years are going to be crazy. Like I'm going to do the most with my time because I realize that my life is on borrowed time. I'm not supposed to be here. And clearly there are lives that still need to be touched. There's a legacy that needs to be left behind. I'm not doing it for my children. I'm not doing it for my grandchildren. I'm doing it for my grandchildren's children, dog.
Talk to the people.
We got a legacy to leave behind out here, dog. We got to leave our mark on generations, not just our lives.
Yes.
So yeah, man, I'm grateful that I'm here. And I'm grateful that crazy things are about to happen. If you thought I've done crazy stuff, no, I haven't reached my final form. I'm about to turn up to a next level. Super Saiyan 27.
What?
It's about to
Hey.
Damn.
Whoa, wait, Super Saiyan what?
27. Yeah,
what? Super Saiyan what?
27.
Super Saiyan what?
27.
Thank you guys for tuning in. That's the show for today. We can wrap up.
Oh snap.
Yeah man. Okay, that's dope, bro. Wow, Sim, I can tell you've never said that on radio before.
Listen,
you got Lesejo standing on his hands.
Listen, dog, like I'm always the guy with like standing up doing the show. And I was so calm today, but like Simpio just, you know, I had to go do like that line there.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it was Kanye or Jay-Z that was saying like life isn't textbook. You know?
Yeah.
In textbook it says, you know, step one, step two, step three, blah blah blah. And there's one line where it's like, listen, we ain't even supposed to be here,
dog,
from the get-go.
Yeah, we weren't even supposed to be here.
So you're trying to justify shit, and like it doesn't exist because we're not supposed to be here, but we're here, though.
I should have dipped out a long time ago, trust.
That's like, very important, man. Yeah. I think if you guys had a difficult week up until Thursday, that should have given you the motivation to at least see it through till Friday. Well, hell, man, see it through for the next 27 years, man.
Dog!
That's how Simpiwe feels after turning 27 years old. Yeah. You guys got to recognize.
Another thing that... The more, and I mean, Simpio, fuck, it's your day. The more you do, the more you can do.
Exactly.
I realize, like, guys, work is so easy. Like, I must, like, work is like, please stop it. I can do like a day's worth of work in like 2 hours. But the thing is, like, the more you do shit, because, like, people don't know. People are always like, oh my gosh, yeah, no, you reached your echelon. Okay, you've done it all. Okay, nah, he's gonna chill now.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, fam.
I still gotta go more.
Like, I'm still gotta go more. Like once you're like an 80%, once you're like a 60% of students, right?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, no, but it's easy to get 40%. And then when you're an 80% student, you're like, nah, come on, it's easy to get 60%.
Yeah.
And then you start striving for like 100%, you're like, no, but it's easy to get 90%.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's true. I like what you said. That you said the more you do, the more you can do. That's actually so true. Because I keep telling people, like, you know, a lot of people, like, I'm sure you guys get it too. And even you guys out there listening, if you guys are doing things, you get a lot of people that come up to you and ask you, like, how do I do this? How do I get there? You know, what moves do I make? And I really do try to take as much time as I can to talk to people like that. Because I was also, like, once a young guy, like, also looking for some guidance. So, the only thing that I can tell them is what my practical experience has been. And that has been, try things.
Exactly.
Like, try things you're interested in. Just do things you're interested in. And even sometimes, you know, I did things I didn't like much.
Exactly.
But I did them because I felt like I needed to do something. Mm. So I went and I did them. And then once I started doing them, the wheels and the bus start moving. You understand what I mean? And you start to figure out which way you actually want to go and turn. And when you got a little bit of money, you can do that. Or when you speak to the right people, you know, you got this and this opportunity. So it gets to a point where you just need to start doing anything.
Yeah, just start doing something, because how will you ever know what you like doing if you don't do the stuff that you don't like doing? For me, I realized that on a long journey through corporate. I hate corporate. Like, I hate it with everything in me. But I had to go through that process to understand this is who I am and this is what I want to do. And I want to emphasize the fact that the only limit to who you are and what you can possibly do is what you make up in your mind. Your mind is the limit. Get over your mind. Break through the ceiling. There is no ceiling at the end of the day. And the sky, we tend to say that the sky is the limit, but there is no limit, because there's no ceiling to the sky at the end of the day. Just do the most, because at the end of the day, there is no limit on your life. So rise up, do the most, and just change everything, because that's what you're here for at the end of the day.
Self-fulfilling prophecies. Be very careful of those things.
Yeah.
People that like make up bullshit rules that don't exist just because like it makes like sense to them.
Nah,
self-fulfilling prophecies. Be very
careful. Give me one of those bullshit rules real quick. One that you've experienced.
You can't be an exec at under 30.
Okay, dope. You can't be a president in your 30s.
Bullshit.
Like something like that.
Like France, the new president of France is like what, 30, 39?
Yeah. That dude got a 64-year-old wife.
Yo.
Oh! Hey.
I mean, dude. I mean, damn. I was like so excited. I was so excited about this guy. I was like, oh, young president. I was like, damn, that guy's swagged out.
Yeah.
I saw him walking in his suit. I was like, shit. I was like, okay, cool. Let me check this guy out. I went and researched and I saw some pictures. Like, he's got an old ass wife.
Yeah.
Like, she's old, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know when like the skin on your knees is old.
Oh, snap. Oh.
Feel me? But she's like in good shape. And like, I'm sure she's a pretty woman. I'm not sure. I'm not like bashing her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that like, it's crazy to think that he's dating someone about 25 years older than him.
He's dating someone that could be his mother.
Or he's married to her. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely.
Could be his mother. Could
absolutely.
Definitely.
But that's flipping dope at the end of the day. It's stuff like, I think some self-fulfilling prophecies are like, no, you can't have a degree and also be on radio and also do music. And also be a poet and also be like a racer and also be a sportsman. There is no limit to you, man. Be everything you want to be. Come on. Come on, man.
Yes.
Talk to the people, Sim. Talk to the people.
Unplug yourself.
That's some
man.
Church for your ass, man. Yeah, man. If you guys have just joined us, we've got quite a cool show lined up. I know Sim's got a call that we got lined up coming in about 15 or so minutes. Sim, tell us about who to expect in about 15 minutes, bro.
Okay, so we got an artist coming in about a few minutes. Her name is Holly Dangerous. Yo, bro.
Holly Dangerous.
Holly Dangerous.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder what kind of artist that sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like Velvet Hips. You know?
It sounds like a sexy name.
Vivian Velvet. Anyway. Yeah.
No, bro. She's dope, man.
Holly Dangerous. Let me hear about her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's an Afro house musician. Like,
oh, okay.
She's doing the most. Like, her music's really been out there since about 2010 when she made her debut. And she independently released a song called Strawberry Skies. Damn, it's actually an EP called Strawberry Skies.
Okay.
Wow, that's like a creative ass name. Like, I'm just trying to think, Strawberry Skies. So she's got a lot to share with us in a couple of minutes. It's gonna be very interesting. She's got a whole story, bro. Like, yo, she took her music to taxis in the streets. Like, she
hustled.
She hustled hard.
Right, we don't want to give too much away about Holly Dangerous. She's going to be joining us on the line in about 15, 20 minutes or so. We're going to have a chat to her. And then we also got some interesting topics lined up, because I know it's Sim's birthday. So in the spirit of Sim's birthday, we're going to talk about one of his favorite topics that he always gets involved in head first. He jumps in without even feeling the water, and that is that all men are trash. So we're going to be chatting about that, you know, coming from three guys in the studio who obviously have opinions on this thing that's been trending on our social media platforms. That I mean, I can't go to sleep at night without seeing a hashtag men are trash.
Dog.
It's crazy. And Salt Bae. I mean, guys. Salt Bae. God damn.
It's been so abused that it feels like it was done in 2014.
Guys, cutting up fruit now. Anyway, that's the story for another day. So we've got Men in Trash coming up. Men in Trash, listen to me. We've got Men are Trash, you know, discussion coming up between us three. And we're also going to be chatting about Simpiwe Red. Oh, he didn't read something. He watched something the other day that's really inspired him. You know what I'm saying? He wants to share that story with us. You know, and how he feels like it's changed his outlook. Because I think, like, as young people, I don't know, guys. What do you think about the idea of getting, like, okay? So we get older, right? We grow up. So it's Sim's birthday today. So he's a year older. Okay. Do you think that it's important to view life differently? Or do you think that it's something we should be conscious of, to continuously try and see life in a different way as we get older? Or do you think that there's nothing wrong with seeing life the same way you did at 27 when you were 21, for instance?
I think you have to evolve, bro. Like, if you're not moving forward in life, how are you growing up, in essence? Because you can't see life the way you used to see it when I was... Like, I can make it practical. When I was 17, I didn't know who I was. I just wanted to go out and just be the greatest there ever was. I didn't even know I wanted to be at the greatest there ever was and whatever. But now I'm at a stage in life where I'm really more focused and intentional with the life that I'm living. So if I didn't change my mindset and my outlook on life, then I would never have progressed to where I'm at today. I wouldn't even be on radio if I hadn't changed my mindset and outlook. So that's my view. We have to grow, we need to evolve, and do the most with our lives.
Okay, so you think it's important to every year change your perspective on how you see life?
What or,
do you
see, think, or see life differently from a different person's perspective, because it's not only about you at the end of the day, right?
That's an important thing. Maybe as we get older, we learn how to put ourselves in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
What do you think
I
there, bro?
I think it's dependent on... So, yeah, so there's a bit of a misconception where people think that the older you are, the more you know. Not true. It's the more you're exposed to, the more you know.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a matter of... Because you're getting older, you will change your perspective.
But your experience is
more of because you've experienced more things and you've been exposed to more things, therefore your outlook will start to change.
True.
Does that make sense?
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, that does make sense.
So and that's why there are some there are some guys that are like 50 and they're executives and they're idiots because they've never been exposed to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They've been doing the same shit 10 years.
Preach to the people, dog.
Same
preach
shit
to 10 the
years. Come on, dog.
Nah,
on.
Same shit 10 years. You got to switch it up.
That's not knowledge. That's
nah,
not knowledge.
Come on, guys. Yeah, so we got a tea. You see what I'm saying? That's a little teaser for what we're going to be speaking about. We got a couple of things coming through. Sim's got a good... Sim, you guys got to stay around and listen to what Sim has been inspired by. He's got something that he's watched. And honestly, when he said it to me, I was like, all right. Okay. I feel you. That sounds like something that I should go and research. But we're gonna be chatting about that and Are All Men Trash right after this. This is Wiz Khalifa with Weedem Boys.
What's poppin', everybody? This is your boy Shane Eagle, and you are tuning into the Unplugged Radio Show right here on Cliff Central.
Thank you to the greatest rapper in Africa for that introduction. If you guys have just tuned in, you are listening.
Oh, no.
Some young nepotism there. Okay. Okay, cool. All right,
I said
cool.
It with the straightest face in the world.
It kind of makes sense, though.
Put them on. Anyway, put them on.
If you guys have just tuned in, man, thank you very much. You are live on Unplugged and In Charge. If you got this far in the podcast, we really appreciate you. And you are about to hear what Simpiwe has learned. Okay,
so...
But before we get into what Simpiwe has learned, I feel like Simpiwe's one is the ding, ding, ding! You feel me? I want to talk about men are trash, guys.
All right.
Let's talk about all men trash before we talk to Holly Dangerous. And then let's even get Dangerous's...
Opinion.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get Dangerous.
Because I feel like we're just a lot of guys in this room,
we're
right?
We're very biased.
Yeah, you guys might start to think like, oh, what the hell do you guys even have a place to speak about men are trash? I hear you guys already. I already hear you saying, what place do you have? Who do you think you are? Yo, man. Yo. Okay. We can also speak about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Dog.
We can.
Come
okay?
on.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. So
preach, pastor, preach.
Tell me, my bro.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay.
Are all men trash?
No, they're not. They just don't know who they are. I think I said this earlier. Like, that's the first and foremost thing. I think the greatest tragedy we have as a generation is our identity crisis. We live as a generation that hasn't necessarily been fathered or directed in the right path. I remember last year or a year or two ago, our show was called Gentleman by Choice. Male by birth, man by choice, right? Like, remember, we spoke about that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing. We haven't defined what it means to be a man in 2017. So what we see as projected images of manhood are not. Because to be a man means to protect those that are closest to you. To stand and be upright for your community. It's not necessarily about being selfish. No, it's to some degree leadership. Because men are created leaders. They head over family, right? But in the current moment in time, we've got guys that are supposed to be men, that are supposed to be indoor, but they're not. And I'll take it to traditional culture. In my culture and Xhosa culture, you have to go through initiation to be called and deemed a man. But there isn't stuff like that anymore. We can't say that a 20-something-year-old who didn't have a father in his life, who treats women like trash because he doesn't know how to treat women, he was never given the direction how he's supposed to treat a woman or discipline in that fact, is a man. He's not a man. He's a grown boy. He doesn't know what it means to be a man. And the sad thing, and I understand why people are saying that men are trash at the moment because of this rest in peace Karabo thing. It, that guy that allegedly killed his girlfriend, that was messed up. No, that was proper messed up. If he did that, he's a bastard. Like, I'll say it straight up. He doesn't deserve to be with any woman. He deserves life imprisonment. But you can't say that men are trash because of that. You can't justify all men being trash. I'm a man. I choose to be a man. And when I get my girl, she will be a queen. She will be my first priority. She will be my devastation.
Yes.
She comes first, dog. And I'm not gonna make her feel like trash. Men, the people that are saying that men are trash have just been exposed to trashy kind of guys. And at the end of the day, if they're trashy kind of guys, you need to check yourself at the same time, ladies. What are you settling for? What type of worth do you believe you deserve?
If you want to feel like a queen, you guys got to follow St. Pierre Petros at St. Pierre Petros on Instagram. He's also on Twitter.
Shout out for the put on
Facebook. And Facebook.
But sorry, man, I had to break you. They're telling me, keep talking to me, bro.
So, yeah,
what you're
man.
So you're saying, what you're saying essentially, right, is that we cannot say all men are trash.
We can't. We can't justify
because
that.
Because of what one guy did there.
Yeah, okay. Because there are proper guys out there.
Now, do you think that this pattern and this hashtag of men are trash, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think it's come from a single incident? Or do you think it has come from some sort of general behavior that men are not taking responsibility for?
I hear
your point here in saying that it is also the woman's responsibility to, or females, young people, whatever, responsibility to not generalize all men and succumb us all to the idea that we are trash.
Yeah, okay? And not tolerate trashy kind of guys at the same time.
Exactly, right? But at the same time, don't you think that there's a... What responsibility do you think men should take here?
Okay, so first and foremost, it comes from multiple incidents. A girl got heartbroken by a guy because the guy played her. But that guy is not a man. I will emphasize, he's not a man. So it comes from a place of hurt. It's not a solution. That's what I want to emphasize. Calling a dog doesn't mean it's going to be a lion tomorrow. It doesn't mean it's going to be a lion tomorrow. So we got to address the issue at hand. Shots are being fired out here in a major way. So we got to address the issue at hand and engage and emphasize the fact that we all have to take responsibility. Men need to take responsibility for their lives and be the men they are supposed to be. But at the same time, women need to engage and help each other as women to not tolerate nonsense if they're trying to, in the pursuit of life. You deserve more. You literally deserve more. You deserve the best kind of guy out there. You really do deserve the best kind of guy. Just like I deserve the best kind of girl out there. So I'm not gonna settle for some hoe. It's easy to say women are hoes. It's easy. It's very easy. But that's not a solution. That's not a solution.
Yay! Yay!
It's easy. But I won't say that because I need to find myself and take responsibility for myself to be the man that my woman deserves. And then when I know what type of man I am, I'm going to pursue a goal that I know I deserve because I deserve the best of the best, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
I feel
less.
You.
Nothing
I
less.
I feel you. And I'm understanding your standpoint here, right? So if you had to sum up, you know, okay, you see, guys, I told you Sim dives in head first with this topic.
Because it pisses me off.
He's swimming in
he's
it,
like,
bro.
Come
he's
here.
Just like, I'm going in. And then he's telling you, baby, I'm going to make you a queen.
And I understand the tweets that are going to come saying that I'm idealistic and all that. Mm. I don't give a damn, dog.
I feel you.
This is my opinion. If you don't agree with it, it's okay, man. At least I'm talking about it. Let's devise solutions. Come on, man.
Talk to the people, bro.
Stop attacking me. Tell me solutions.
I feel you.
Come
I feel
on.
You. I feel you. Now, okay. So you had to sum it up. You say the responsibility is on women to not generalize and say men are all trash, and also to not deal with trash guys. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's the responsibility of men to
become the men they're supposed to be
and stop acting like trash.
Yeah,
guys.
Stop acting like grown boys. You aren't a boy anymore. Become a man. Come on.
What do you think, Lesejo? If you had to try and sum it up before we jump onto the phone with Holly, and then I'm gonna tell you guys what I think after I speak to Holly.
I'd be like Simpiro. I'm like ditto, 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 ditto.
I feel you.
I agree. Understand?
I feel you.
No, he's put it all out there.
Yeah, he has. He really has. I mean, Sim's regurgitated a couple of. I think he's gone through so many different things.
I could write a thesis on this. Shit.
I mean, we got Holly like 2 minutes. Yeah, but I mean, I think Simpiro covered. He covered all the bases.
I think it's important to have these discussions, though. What you think?
Yeah,
it's in the work in the workplace, especially in your space. Do you see behavior that could be labeled as trash?
As you know what? Yes,
you could.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's there's so much patriarchy, guys. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And
yeah.
and it's, you know, the problem with corporate, and it's the same problem with like why fees must fall and all that stuff happened, is that in corporate everything is like swept under the rug.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I keep telling the guys, I'm like, guys, one day, there's going to come a day when someone's going to say, you know what, actually, you're full of shit. A, B, C, D, E, like do 1, 2, 3. And it's going to happen.
It really is.
So the problem with corporate and the culture that is there is they're always sweeping shit under the rug and they don't want to talk about it. But I mean, I think fuck, guys, it's 2017. Like, how are you in an office building that has more male bathrooms than female bathrooms?
Dog, it's bullshit.
Why are there still like large multinational companies that don't have preschools? So the kids can go chill there when mommy is at work and it's during school holidays. Please forgive me if I get these terms wrong. Why is there no post? I don't know. I think they call them like post-birth facilities. Like you know when you're breastfeeding like your baby.
Yes.
Like you need like a special room to like I don't know do your stuff.
Okay.
Why does that not exist in female bathrooms?
Or let's talk about it like this. Just before we go into the next song.
Yeah.
And after the song, we've got Holly coming onto the phone, right? Yeah. So you guys stick around for that conversation because we're gonna ask her on her opinion. But what about this? Just to throw it in there, bro.
Yeah.
Why do we feel we need women to have special places to breastfeed? Why can't they feel comfortable breastfeeding
exactly.
in public?
Word.
Because men, word. Because those grown boys are going to be perving on them.
Because we come from a place where women are not allowed to express themselves. But anyway, we're going to get into this with Holly right after the song. We've got a next song coming up while we get Holly on the line. I'm sorry if I cut the song short because it is one of my favorites too. But this is Travis Scott with Biebs in the Trap.
Ride city with my eyes closed. I just put an 8 in a leader. Throw some Jolly Rancher in, make it sweeter. Versace my clothes, I wear the white horse.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What's poppin', everybody? That was Travis Scott with Beads in the Trap. I know Lesejo stood up, started shaking his ass,
dog.
Pulled out his phone.
Man was twerking in studio. Like, twerking and everything, man.
You know what I'm saying? He had to do the business because that song is too much fire, man. I really enjoyed it when I heard it the first time. And shout out to Travis. He's really putting out some cool music. So you guys, if you're on that trap wave, you've got to download that music. It's from his new album called Birds in the Trap, Sing Mac Knight. Don't know what that means, but it sounds cool. I think we've got Holly on the line. Holly, are you with us? Hello, Holly. Are you there?
Silence, did him.
Oh, Holly doesn't want to talk to us. Holly, can you hear us?
That's a bit awkward.
Silence is so dangerous.
Was dangerous. I want to hear Holly's voice.
Dog.
Okay, Palesa's on it. Palesa's working on getting Holly back on the line. Sorry about that, guys. But we were talking about Men Are Trash just before we went into that awesome trap song, which spoke about your girl is a hoe. She needs to let go. She fucked all my bros. It's a little bit.
We're having a moment in the studio. Oh no!
It was a little inappropriate for the concept. But whatever, it's rap music. You know what I'm saying? It's rap music, guys. Get used to it.
But you know what? Even with that song, right?
Yeah. Talk to me, bro.
So many valid points. So I've been telling Simpure, right?
Yeah.
I was telling Simpure, and I'm like, yo, listen, bro. Yeah. So it's funny. All my close friends at Xhosa, Simpure Xhosa, where's it Xhosa? And I'm like, Simpure, I've been spending a lot of time with Xhosa people, right?
Yeah, especially the girls, right? Yeah.
And Simpure was like, stay away.
Woo! We've spoken
don't
about
this. Don't even try. Don't even.
Like, I'm not even trying to go there, dog. I've got enough Xhosa women in my life. I love Xhosa women.
Yeah.
They're great and everything.
Yeah.
But I told Vaughn last week, I need some foreign flavor in my life.
Some
dog.
Foreign flavor. Yeah. From some foreign flavor, Simpure, guys. If you're out there and you're foreign flavor, you got to hit him up. But we're going to try Holly one more time. Holly Dangerous is on the line. Holly, hello? Hey, how are you? How are you doing, Holly? Are you good?
I'm good. I could hear you guys just now, and you're like, "Holly, are you there?" And I was like, "Hello, I'm here."
You were there, but we couldn't hear anything you were saying.
I know, that's so weird.
Okay, Holly.
I'm glad we got you back online, though. Yay! Yeah. Hi, Holly. Yeah.
Holly, you're on the line with Vaughn. My name is Vaughn. And then we've got Simpure Petros,
yeah.
And we've got Lesejo Mapanga.
Hey.
Okay, awesome. That was a very deep voice.
Yeah, he's a very deep dude. He's a very deep dude.
What's going on?
So Holly, we've been having a couple of conversations in studio. We'd like your opinion on after we hear a little bit about what you're doing,
yeah.
A little bit about who you are, and you know, sort of what your hustle is and how you've come to where you are right now. So if you want to just give us a little introduction, casual conversation. Don't worry, it's not an interview.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so tell us more about you.
Go ahead.
See you in the music space doing the most out there.
Yeah, so I'm an Afro House artist from Durban.
Yeah.
I've been doing Afro House since I was 16 now. So quite a long time, about 4 years.
Okay.
And I'm just really, really passionate about African music and what it's doing in the global scale at the moment. So how it's influencing international music and you know, I think it's a really exciting time to be in the Afro House industry in terms of international music.
Okay, I hear you. I think that's very true. I do hear it in a lot of mainstream music coming from the States now. There's definitely an Afrocentric sound to it, right? I think it's probably going to be the new wave, even in hip hop. If I listen, because I'm obviously a hip hop head. I listen to a lot of hip hop, and I do hear the sounds coming through even in that space, which is quite a positive move for African music, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the new Wizkid and Drake collaboration, and then the Drake remix of the new Black Coffee sound. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's definitely sounds that are starting to influence, you know, what's happening. You know, a couple of years ago, you kind of had the sort of Jamaican dancehall sound influencing international music, and I think now you're really starting to have African sounds and African house music sounds influencing international music.
So, when you say you're from Durban, is there a big market for that type of sound out there in Durban? Do you ever? Oh, really? Eh? Okay.
Durban is like, I think people say, Durban is definitely starting to become like the party capital. You kind of, you come to Durban to party, you know?
Mm.
And I think that people are, you know, you look at the Durban July and December, everyone's like, okay, it's December and Durban.
Yeah.
We're going to Durban for the July, we're going to Durban for December. There's a huge market here and there's a lot of house venues here.
Yeah, you guys are ratchet out there.
It goes down.
Yeah, it goes down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think hip hop is not as big in Durban as it is in Joburg.
Yeah, sure. But house and Afro pop and all that, it goes down there. I see, Holly, you've worked some with some big names out here. Black Coffee, Oskido, Big Nas, Guse Guse. Like you've had the privilege to work with the big dogs in the game. How does it feel like to be involved with people like that?
I'm really, really lucky that I've had the opportunity to work with artists like that. You know, one of the main artists that I've worked with is Monte Cobo, who did Corsic Was There.
Yeah.
I've had songs produced by Zex for me. I've worked with Professor. So I've been really, really lucky, and I've just been able to learn a lot really quickly. Because, you know, the thing about collaborations is that the thing that you really take out of them is what you learn from these artists and what you learn from these people. So I'm really lucky that I've been able to learn and I've been able to get information from these sort of like wealth pools of knowledge of people.
Yeah, no, that's powerful stuff. Tell me more about Inti's Yoyam.
So Inti's Yoyam was my first single that I did when I was about 16.
Yeah.
It did really, really well, you know, across the board. People loved it. Still to this day, I'll go into sort of Mlazi Kumasi and people still know the song.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And I think it's quite a different sound to sort of my new singles that are kind of being released. My new single, Dangerous.
Yeah.
It's really influenced kind of by the sounds that are coming out of Pretoria. So you sort of like broken beat kind of house music.
So
what I really like to do is start to experiment with house and you know, play around with the different genres within Afro House.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and obviously I can hear that you are a white girl, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you have blonde hair, Holly?
Sorry?
Do you have blonde hair? You sound like you have blonde hair.
Yeah, I've got blonde hair.
Oh, snap. I can tell that you got blonde.
How do you say I sound like I have?
I don't know. It's just what like a skill. It's just like a skill that I have. It's crazy. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you now, Holly?
I'm 21.
21. Okay, nice. Okay, Holly, do you have a boyfriend?
What kind of question is that?
No, no. It's going somewhere. It's not going anywhere wrong.
I want to see where this goes also now.
Do you have a boyfriend, Holly?
Yes, I do.
Okay, awesome. Holly, we've been having a discussion in studio. Now that we understand exactly all the cool things that you're doing and pretty much like the bright future that you have ahead of you, because I think like in your space and in your lane, you'll definitely dominate, and being 21 and operating in Durban, like you're saying, the culture's growing and the music's growing and it's growing globally. You've got a long time to really tap into that and really grow a name for yourself.
Yeah.
So since we've got that context, and I think you've got a bit of influence, I think you obviously, you know, buzzing out there in Durban, collaborating with all these big name artists. We want to hear your opinion on something that we're discussing, and this is why I asked if you had a boyfriend, because what we've been going on about, and it's because it's Simpiwe's birthday today. He's very passionate about a certain topic, and that he was bombarded with this morning on Twitter, and that is that all men are trash. So I want to know what you think about that trending topic, Holly. Do you feel all men are trash, or what is your opinion on it? You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think you find some real gems out there.
Okay.
And I think, you know what my thing is with girls like at the moment is, look, I'm quite an active feminist. I believe that women need to be treated equally as men.
Awesome.
I believe that we must be able to express our sexuality the way we want. But the problem with the girls is that they'll go to the club and they behave in such a ratchet way that attracts a certain type of man.
Yeah.
Mm. And then they want to go home and be like, oh, all men are trash. But the truth is that often your behavior is attracting a certain type of person.
Now, Holly,
What I always say is I want to be a main course, not a snack. You know, I behave wherever I go as wife material. I attract men that are looking for that. I attract men that respect me, that respect who I want to be, that respect who I am, because I respect myself. And I think that's what girls need to learn to do is behave the way you
want
to be treated by a man.
I like your point there, Holly, and I think that you have some valid points in context. I think that but at the same time, I do find what you say slightly problematic, because I think that we drift away from the fact that men also need to change their behavior regardless of how a woman is acting in a club. You know, yeah. I don't think it's appropriate. I mean, it's like almost justifying the rape culture. You know, oh, she was wearing a short skirt. You know what I mean? That's obviously not correct. So I think there's a lot of responsibility we should always point towards men and say that men, change your ways as well. Don't think that everything that happens is the woman's fault. Do you think I'm being a little bit too far?
No, I completely agree. You know, when I say that, I'm not saying that that men can now, because a girl is twerking, that a man has the right to do whatever he wants.
Come on.
I'm saying at all.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that when you are twerking, a certain type of man is attracted to a girl who twerks.
Okay.
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that because you twerk, you know, you deserve to be treated in a bad way. I'm just saying that a certain man is attracted to that.
So you should just be careful. Guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like women also need to choose their men a bit better.
Okay, I hear you, Holly.
And men need to respect women, you know?
Shout out,
she's twerking doesn't mean she wants to go home with you. Just because you get to buy her a drink doesn't mean she's going home with you. Maybe she's just being polite.
Exactly. Stop assuming that you own the person just because you've done something for them or they're acting in a certain way. I agree with you, Holly. That's good to know that you've got both perspectives.
Shout out.
We're having this conversation, and obviously it's important. I think in our generation, us young people need to speak about these things more and come up with solutions, you know, instead of just bashing each other on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, thank you.
It can become really, really hurtful. So I think people should rather have a conversation and not go to Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're comfortable having the conversation. You see, I wasn't trying to ask you on a date when I asked you if you had a boyfriend.
Okay.
I mean, Holly, I know I'm very good at guessing the color of your hair and all that type of thing, but you know, I'm not going to try and knock you off your feet. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling us, Holly. Just before you leave, are you pushing buttons on your phone by any chance?
Yeah, I think my face is pushing buttons.
Oh, you've got to tell.
It's not my fault. It's my face.
Your face's fault. Yeah, see, Holly's face. Chill. I'm trying to talk to Holly's mind. Listen, so Holly, just before you leave, can we please get your social media handles? You know, for anyone out there that's going to listen to this podcast that would like to follow you and your music and your moves and your opinions as a young person in 2017.
So people can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's all the same handle.
It's
at Holly Music is it. Holly is Facebook, Music is it.
Okay.
And you can catch me there. Catch my music, catch my opinions, and all that jazz.
100%. Thank you so much for joining us, Holly. We'll be keeping in touch on social media. We'll tag you in the podcast. We'll do all that. Good luck with everything you're doing. We're going to be keeping an eye out for your music. And we'll stay in touch over social media, because that's what 2017 is all about these days.
Thanks a lot, Holly.
Shout out. Ciao. Yeah, bye. Bye-bye.
That was dope, man.
That was very dope, man.
She's really dope, yo.
Really nice girl. I could tell she had blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of questions I could have asked as well, but yeah, I felt like, you know what? I'm not Gareth Clough yet. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's certain things, you know, Vaughn cannot ask.
You have not reached that level.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I do not have that many houses. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you very much, Holly Dangerous, for calling in. If you guys have just tuned into the podcast, that is exactly what we were having a discussion with. Holly Dangerous, Afro House DJ, out in Durban doing her thing, 21 years old, gave us some good insights into what did she talk about? Men are trash. And she spoke about her music and
she
everything.
She dropped some serious bombs there, bro.
Serious bombs, man. Some proper things. Like, I really thought that it was nice to hear the perspective of a young white girl in a very black-dominated industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
She's properly unplugged.
I wonder if her boyfriend is Zulu.
Yeah.
You should have asked that, actually.
I was going to, but I thought...
You're not Garrett. You're what not if Garrett. He wasn't? And she goes, and then she has to say, no, he's white. And it's like... becomes tricky.
It's like we almost liked you.
Yeah, we thought. But
you know... There's space for one white boy. Like, do they not know this, bro?
Hey, it's come on. Like, I'm already done. Here, bro.
Like, we've reached...
These are my black people.
We've reached the corridor. It's done. It's only for one, guys.
No, but thank you very much, Holly. We appreciate you. We appreciate the engagement. You are very dope. You are very dope. But...
Guys,
we heard Holly's opinion. We heard Lesego's opinion. We heard Sim's opinion. Mine has been touched on in the conversation with Holly. And I was going to say, the conversation around men are trash for me is very twofold. Okay?
Yeah.
The one side is that it is always wrong to generalize. Yeah. I understand that. And I don't think that it's correct to say all men are trash. Because you know what? There are some guys out there. I mean, us three guys sitting in the studio today, I can confidently say we do not have negative trash intentions.
Yeah.
Right? We don't sit at home thinking about how we can... destroy a woman's life. Yes, I do. Yes, I do think that sometimes we may have made mistakes, or we may have been, for instance, a woman might think I'm trash because maybe I was in a club and I thought you were beautiful and I thought you were like, you had a lot of sex appeal. Yeah. So I approached you and I was like, "What's up?" And you were like, "Hey," and I was like, "Sure, it's a drink. We had a good time." And after that happened, you know, maybe we did end up like. At your crib.
Hey.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, hey. maybe we did.
Hey.
And maybe something happened. And maybe the next day, you know, I didn't really hit you up in the morning to ask you how your coffee and your bagel was. Because, to be honest, I didn't actually care. So now the thing is, am I trash?
Because you don't care.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Am I trash? Can you call me as a person, entire person, trash? Because... you know, in another way, I could probably say you're trash for letting me sleep with you in the first night.
Yeah.
Dog.
And it's, you see the
plot twist.
So what I'm trying to say is,
because I'm not at the keys, I would have been like, duh, duh, duh,
duh. I feel you, but I don't want to blow my own horn. So now we're in a situation, right, where I'm trying to understand the roots of why people are calling each other trash. Because if that is the root, and that could have happened, it could have been the first time some people ever did that.
Dog.
But you're calling him trash. Okay.
You call me something that I'm not just because of my actions?
Now, let's break it down. There's responsibility on both sides. I think this is where I'm going with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, you know, it's trash behavior to approach a girl and try and want to go to back to her crib and sleep with her that night or whatever the case may be. Yeah. I'm talking about this as one example, guys. There's many examples. This is a specific example which I think can hit home for most people in 2017. Hey. Hey.
All right. Hey.
So so what I'm saying is that you could approach the girl. She could tell you no. I think it's trash behavior to feed her what she wants just to get into the bed and then leave. I think that's trash behavior. I think if you straight up and if you honest, if you say things like, yo, I'm trying to get this done, and she says cool, and then you do it, and then the next morning, you know,
nothing is what it is.
Yeah.
Then... you can't call me trash because I laid down the cards in front of you, right? I said, like, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so
hey.
Now you,
I'm trying to holler.
I'm trying to holler at you, girl. You know what I'm saying? So now I think that happens, though. I think that it's not anyone's, you know, it's not a single person's responsibility. I think that there's definitely a shared responsibility when it comes to the behavior of opposite sexes.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to, as men, take responsibility to be responsible people and to not try and take advantage of people, etc. And as women, you know, don't allow men to break down the barriers that you do believe in yourself.
Come on,
that you hold for yourself.
Yeah.
You feel me? Otherwise, we're going to be calling each other trash till we turn 80 years old, man. We're going to be like, all people are like, I'm gonna get tweets at 80 saying men are trash, and I'm gonna kick someone's ass.
Dog, I feel like kicking someone's ass right now, bro.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying? I'm gonna kick someone's ass. It's too much for me. It's too much for me.
No, that's dope stuff, bro. That's dope stuff.
Like, but I mean, it's sorry to interrupt you there. So in conclusion, it's a twofold thing. I think there's responsibility of men to not act in trashy ways.
Yeah.
And it's the responsibility of women to not allow men to act trashy around them, etc. But at the same time, we can also start saying women are all trash.
Yeah.
We could say whatever we want.
We can say women are hoes. That's not going to help anything.
It's not going to help anything.
Yeah.
Right?
We can say cause women are dangerous.
We should call out men as men. Yes. That one just came out of nowhere. I feel like Lesego's been sitting with that one.
That was like a Hail Mary pass, dog. Like, to the touchdown.
Lesego's been holding it in.
No one is saying, like,
there you go. Lesego said it though. He says, all cause women are dangerous, highly dangerous. Go figure it out. But yeah, man. So I think that's just we've got to take responsibility as young people, both men and women, and yeah. We've got to try and just try to be better people, man. Try not
awesome,
to,
bro.
Try not to generalize, because if you generalize, I'm going to start generalizing too, and that ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah, let's take responsibility for our lives, man. Shit, like, I'm tired of you pointing fingers at somebody else's iniquity while you're still broken as well. Come on, man. Fix yourself first.
Hey.
Fix yourself. Man.
So now talking about generalization and talking about the impact that generalization has on us as young people and the pressures we feel and the systems that are trying to press us and the moms and dads at home that try and tell us that no, this is the safe route and this is not what you should do, and this is, and then people that tell us how we should look, how we should feel, how we should dress, how we should think, you know, all those people and all those, that world we live in. Sim has learned something.
I learned something very powerful
that we need to hear.
Break it down.
So tell us what's up, my
I watched a TED Talk this past week. I think it was Monday. When I watched the TED Talk, it was on about 44,000 views. Today, it's on 242,000 views. Mm. So it's blowing up in a major way. The title of the TED Talk, first of all, let me give you a warning. Warning, there is strong language in the preceding moments of this podcast. So hold yourself, please. The title of the TED Talk...
This is breaking news, guys. Wait, it's...
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The TED Talk is titled "The Magic of Not Giving a Fuck." Okay, so I watched this TED Talk and it completely changed my life. This is a TED Talk by Sarah Knight. You need to do yourself a favor and watch this TED Talk because it really talks about a lot of things. Sarah Knight is a lady that was caught up in corporate and she eventually left corporate and she literally went to live on an island in a bikini because that's what she wanted to do with her life.
Sure.
I'm like, shout out to you, Sarah Knight, because Sarah, she's living her best life. And the main message with the TED Talk really talks about the fact that how you spend your time. A lot of people spend their time doing what they don't want to do, trying to please other people. But you need to get to a stage in life where you say, I don't give a fuck. I want to do what I want to do and spend my time doing what I love. She...
Oh, it's too much.
It's too heavy. She talks about developing a fuck budget and really talking about the fucks that you don't want to invest in and the fucks that you give a shit about.
Oh.
And the breaking point in her talk was the fact that she basically said, think about all the things that you've always wanted to do. Then think about all the things that you haven't wanted to do and you don't want to do. And then get to the point where you don't compromise on who you are, where you invest your time in the things that you want to do. And all those things that you don't want to do, it's okay. Tell the people, like that baby shower that you don't want to go to that colleague's farewell that you don't want to go to. No thanks, I can't make it. There's nothing wrong with saying that you can't make it. You're not here to please anybody else. Mm. You're here to live your best life and live on your terms at the end of the day. So unplug yourself from the system and just be who you're supposed to be. Get your shit together and stop worrying about what you should do and what you need to finish. No, start doing what you want to do. This lady was the most, like, I even shared this with my brother and my mother. I told my mom, I was like, you know, watch this TED Talk.
Mind the swearing.
Yeah, mind the swearing. But she talks about not giving a fuck. And it's the truth, bro. You need to get to a stage where you don't give a damn what people think. You need to do what you want to do and live the life that you've always wanted to live. Go out to Cape Town if you want tomorrow.
Mm.
You don't have to go with anybody. Go out camping if you want to. Go eat cheese and watch a movie or whatever. Do whatever the hell you want, man.
Go eat cheese, man. Block of cheese, walk in the streets, you know what I'm saying, in your boxes and your flip-flops.
Yeah, in your flip-flops and stuff. Like, don't give a damn what people think about you. I think it's time to really be urgent about your time and invest in yourself. Because if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anybody else to invest in you.
I hear you, bro.
Come on, know
talk
your
to
value.
The people.
So yeah, like that TED Talk changed my life, man.
Run us through the TED Talk again, the person's name
I'm going to read you her bio real quick. So she said, after 15 years of working New York City's top publishing house, Sarah Knight struck out on her own. Since then, her essay, "I Quit My Job Today and So Can You," that went viral, and her book, "The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a Fuck: How to Stop Spending Time You Don't Have with People You Don't Like Doing Things With," changed everything. It became a bestseller. The escape from corporate life and transformation into an accidental anti-guru continued when she and her husband moved to Los Tiranus. I don't know where that is. Dominican Republic. Sarah's new book explains how to get your shit together, how to stop worrying about what you should do, you can finish, and what you need to do, and start doing what you want to do. Sarah graduated cum laude with a degree in English and American literature from Harvard University. This talk was given at TEDx event, at the TEDx conference in Coconut Grove. Damn, that sounds like a dope spot, man.
That does sound really cool, man.
A nice spot to not give a fuck.
Well, that's pretty intense, and I think her sentiments are correct. I think there's an element of not caring that we should express, and there's an element of like obviously being at least enough conscious enough to do the right things. I mean, when I say don't give a fuck, I mean, I don't think
you don't need to be an asshole.
Yeah,
be honest with people.
It's just being true to yourself.
Yeah.
Being true to yourself and proud of who you are, not caring about what people think of that.
I actually tweeted a couple of days that I said being true to yourself is one of the toughest things that you'll ever do in your life, but it's also the most fulfilling. There's a truth to that, dog.
There's absolutely a truth to that. Thank you so much, guys. You know what? It's the shortest week every week.
Every week.
It's really
every damn week.
It's really, really, but it's been really dope hanging out with you guys, man. We're just missing Weza, but it is what it is, man. He's out there doing his thing, securing the bag, making his life happen. You know what I'm saying? But thank you so much, guys. If you guys got to this part of the podcast, you know, we really, really, really appreciate it, because you know, we it's you guys that actually keep us out here doing our thing, man. And we hope we are a voice for the young people. That's what we're trying to be. If you feel we are incorrect, tweet us and hit us up on Twitter. Tag Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com. Tag V_TheEverything. Tag Lesego Mapanga on Twitter. It's LSG.
Underscore Mapanga.
And at Simpiwe Petros on Twitter, guys. And at Where's the Guy on Twitter. Hit us up there. Tell us what you want to talk about, and we're going to incorporate it in our show.
Straight up.
Do you know what I'm saying? But thank you. Until next time, we'll be back next week. Yo, man, I got something loading.
Yeah, we still need to talk about that.
Yeah, we got something loading, and we got something loading, hopefully, for Youth Month. We're going to see what's going on, right? We're going to see what's going on, yeah. All right, guys, till next time.
Peace.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, nafuna hamba Congo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Umar Razalo, a.k.a. Mr. Kwan, a.k.a. PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lies.
CliffCentral.com.